Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Welcome and good morning. I am so excited that you are starting your day with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. It's Motivational Monday.
Good morning, Kim. Oh, it is Motivational
that's
Monday.
That's right. That's my favorite day that on Monday we get Dr. Stephen Trudell
in
here.
I love being here on Monday
mornings.
You know
what? It's just my kind of, you know, it's funny. Yesterday I had such
Let's get it started.
I had an incredible weekend.
Of course
it
you
just
did.
Was just one of those, you know, it was like one of those really long weekends that you just, I know Dr. David Schneider's looking at me going, really?
Oh, no. But you know what? Monday people are here.
I know, huh? We're scary, aren't we?
We love Monday.
I know. No, you know what? No. It's just it's the time that you can start your week all over.
Exactly.
And this is
a perfect opportunity to be productive this week and get things done. I know a lot of people were out shopping over the weekend, getting their Christmas shopping.
Not
good
me.
For
did
you.
Did you go shopping?
That's I did what? Not. I did not take my wallet out of my pocket once the entire weekend. In fact, there was a couple of days I didn't even take it off my dresser.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really excited. You know, it's funny. I want to just introduce everybody. We've got David Schneider. He is our Living Trust attorney from Thousand Oaks. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Dr. Stephen Trudeau. He's here on Mondays to get us motivated. I just love that.
Monday.
We got Jer on the board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And we've got a great show for you today. We're going to be motivating you, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, I came up with six tips or strategies to be productive during the holidays.
There you go.
So many times I hear people telling me that, you know, during the holidays, oh, it's the holidays, so I'm not going to get anything done. Somebody suggests a new business proposition. You know what? Why don't we hold off until after the holidays? And I don't think we should do that. I don't think we should put things off until after the holidays. I think we should be productive.
You know, I know we always talk about our responsible list, right? But
It's
more like a maintenance list. And one of the things that I kind of was thinking, we're always on the same line and we haven't talked all weekend long, but is the shopping frenzy.
Oh,
what are
my
we
God.
Shopping for?
Oh, my
you know,
God.
Why is it so important for us? Is it just an expectation? Is it something that
you know,
we're expected of?
I think in a lot of instances, it's actually more social even. You know, everybody says the same thing. I don't want to go to the mall. The mall is going to be jammed up. It's insane. And to a man, I hear everybody say that. But here I am. I drove past the mall on Friday. Not a space to be found in that parking lot.
Everybody was doing it.
So I'm thinking that it's a social aspect of what people want.
Although I just love Jer. You know what? Tell what you did, because that is my kind of shopping. He actually planned it. I love that.
Yeah. about 2 weeks ago, the specials came out online. So me and my girlfriend went through them online. We checked everything that we wanted, the brand. So we were ready to go. So what we
you were waiting for them to go to the perfect price.
Yeah, so we strategized going to Walmart at 9 because it opened at 10. Well, it was open all day, but the special started at 10. And after that, we would go to Target. But it's a long story. But
did you make it to all your stops?
Yeah. I made it to all my
stops.
Did
you get everything you needed?
I got everything I needed, and I was home by 12:45 to go to sleep.
Very efficient.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that kind of shopping. That's like hiding the prizes behind the shelves. But what if did anything get sold out before you got there?
No. Well, at Walmart, I was there, like I said, at 9, and the special started at 10. So we had everything in the cart by 10:05. And then at Target, we got it. We were waiting in line. We were like the 100th, people waiting in line. So we got in pretty quick. Got everything because everybody wanted the electronics.
So did you get pepper sprayed or anything?
No. I was there.
I mean, seriously.
I left literally like 20 minutes before that happened.
You were at that
I
one?
I was at the Walmart.
Oh my God. Is it? I mean, come on. You know, that's just amazing that people I want that one, and there's not enough in the world for anybody
else. I'm going to date myself now.
Oh,
but
God.
Many, many years ago when the Cabbage Patch Kids came out, and we were watching news stories of these normally docile women clawing their way over each other like animals to get to the one or two Cabbage Patch dolls. And I remember looking at my mom at the time watching the news program and saying, I bet they've got 1,000 of them in the back. But this is how they make people frenzied to buy these things.
See, you were so smart back then even, huh?
And it was all market manipulation. I'm personally offended by, they got to do what they got to do, but being manipulated by the market. And I refuse to be manipulated. I'm going to buy a present for somebody because I think it's the right present for them, not because it's the latest doodad and doohickey.
It's the most popular, and I like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they prey. You know, it's the advertising, and it preys on those who just are of the nature that they need to have, and that's the children.
Yeah.
The kid just needed to have that Cabbage Patch doll or the... I forgot.
Or the iPhone 5 or the iPhone 6 or whatever else is coming out. It has to be the latest and the greatest. You know, my grandmother used the same dial telephone for about 65 years.
And it worked, right?
And it works. And yet I seem to have to go into the store and get a new one of these nifty pocket gadgets.
Every couple years?
Every 2 years. If I don't get it every 2 years, people start laughing at me at my old phone. You know, but nowadays people are getting them every 6 months.
But you know, that same thing, that phone is going to be there on January 3 and 4. And that doll is still going to be there.
It will.
Well, you know,
good
because
point.
Today, you know, it was Black Friday. Now today's Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday,
right?
Yeah.
But I bet you you're going to still reach.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy.
They are in the business of selling stuff. They're going to keep sales going. And a lot of them are loss leaders, of course, to get people into the stores. But, you know, is it just a consumer frenzy so that we can boost the economy? You know, prodigious accumulators of wealth spend less than they make, and prodigious spenders of wealth spend more than they make. Which one do you want to be?
That's crazy.
You know,
I want to be thoughtfulness. I want
I love you in the morning.
You know, yeah, I'm serious. You know, and that's something that we're going to be talking
about
is why do we buy gifts, and are you, what kind of a you know, gift giver are you? Are you one from the heart?
Yeah.
Are you one because everybody's getting one?
Yeah.
You know, like what you just talked about? Or is it because, you know what, I really care about you and I want you to have this because this makes me reminds me of you.
Or are you in the habit now of buying a certain price gift or a quantity of gifts, and now you've got to spend your X dollar amount per person because it's expected of you, and now you're feeling a bit resentful because of that?
Well, that's what we're going to be talking here, and I'm so glad you're waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I want to tell you all the different ways that you can get in touch with us. We are on Facebook. Jer, are you up and running? We're on Facebook, and you can Facebook us a question at Kim Pagano Show. Also, kimpaganoshow.com, and call us. We want to talk to you. I want to know who's out there. That's the one thing that's frustrating about being on the radio. I like to see my, my friends out there.
We can listen to them. We can talk to them.
Yeah,
on
I'm
the
gonna
phone.
Get Skype.
805-639-0008.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right now, we actually have Michelle Skeen, and her book is "The Critical Partner: How to End the Cycle."
Dr. Michelle Skeen, "The Critical Partner: How to End the Cycle of Criticism and Get the Love You Want."
That's what everybody needs, especially at time right now at the holidays.
Yeah,
I'm just, you know, I have to tell you,
are you feeling the love?
I am. I had, you know, this is the first year. I don't want to say the first year, but I was very conscious at my Thanksgiving because it was, I realized that that's like one of my favorite times.
Oh, yeah.
No gift giving. Just, you know,
just pure love. Just hang with the people that you love.
And just feeling blessed for what we have, being thankful. And so that's what I'm thankful that I have all my incredible sponsors. I want to thank them. And I also want to thank all my listeners. And
God, I love this quote on here on the back of the book. Like a good detective novel, Michelle Skeen's book will help you uncover the mystery of your difficult relationship.
Ooh. There
and
you go.
And that was from Dr. Jeffrey Wood.
All right. Michelle, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here on the Kim Pagano Show. So tell us a little bit about the critical partner. You don't have a critical partner, do you?
I don't have a critical partner.
Oh, good. Okay. She got
rid of him.
No.
What is
it? Do either of you have critical partners?
No.
No. Nice. David?
No. Okay, no. Good. My partner is a tag team pro.
There
isn't
you
that,
go.
I yeah. love that.
That's my partner's my best friend.
And so. My partner's my best friend. Jer? Yeah.
Some people are not okay. always that lucky.
You know, but is it something that we need
to... Well, Kim surrounds herself with people who are very blessed.
I try to, but I mean, I do see patterns of people that that don't have that.
Every day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, David, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was just telling you when we were walking in that I had a client issue over the weekend that developed, and it all stressed from a situation exactly like what Michelle is talking about. That it was a family that's going through a lot of grief and a lot of blame, a lot of attacking on the others, and it just wove and brought me into their cycle of pain, and it tends to ruin my weekend, actually.
Wow, I'm sorry that happened. And you know what? And you're such a critical part of people's lives when they, you know, they're going through trauma. Michelle, David is our living trust attorney.
And wow, yeah, that is a very emotionally challenging job, I'm sure.
Many days I feel like I need to have Dr. Steve next to me in the room.
There you go, exactly. So tell us about what is the critical partner?
Well, the framework of my book is based in schema therapy. And a schema is a core belief that's rooted in early childhood and adolescence that stays with us throughout our lives, and it defines who we are, our interactions with others, our partner selection, our emotional reactions to situations, and our world views. It's a stable and enduring pattern that often drives maladaptive mm-hmm. coping behaviors. So in the case of the critical partner, they are overcompensating for a schema, which means that they're behaving the opposite of what their core belief is. So if they have a defectiveness schema, they're very critical of others and rejecting of others while appearing to be perfect. Underneath all of it, they feel deeply flawed.
Now, do you find that this happens more often when people are feeling vulnerable?
Yes. I mean, these maladaptive coping behaviors are ways that we guard against the pain that we experience when we feel vulnerable.
And now, is this something that's learned? Do you think that we take this from family to family to family?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
I think that the maladaptive coping behaviors are certainly strategies that are learned through observation and also through trial and error. The coping strategies that we get locked into are designed to eliminate the short-term pain that we experience when our schema gets triggered. But over time, it's really destructive to relationships. So in the long term, it doesn't work. So in a household where, you know, you may be witnessed, your father being critical and bullying people to behave, that maybe you have some reaction to that or you model after that.
And now, is there a way to change that format? And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are waking up with us here on Motivational Monday. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We've got David Schneider. He's our Living Trust Attorney. We got Jer on the board at 805-639-0008. If you have a question, give us a call. We want to hear from you. I mean, this is what it's all about, is out there, you know, being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. Also, you can Facebook us, too, if you're a little shyer and you don't want to, you know. And you don't have to be on the air, either. You can just, you know, call in and ask a question. So,
yeah, you can. Call in at 805-639-0008. And if you don't want to put your voice on the air, just tell Jer the question that you'd like to ask us.
That's right. So is that something that, how do we break that habit?
Well, I think that one of the key pieces is to gain more knowledge and understanding about yourself and about your partner. What drives us? Why are we If you're the vulnerable partner, why are you attracted to this person who's very critical of you? And also understanding the critical partner. I think that we all need to be more empathic. And at the same time, this isn't meant to, in any way excuse this critical behavior. But mm-hmm. I think that the first step in changing this bad behavior is to understand it.
You know, when I would counsel people about dating, you know, and they're very early in a relationship, maybe a few weeks in, and, mm-hmm. and maybe one of my clients would say, you know, this new person I'm dating, I love all these things about them, but there's this one thing, you know, they're very sensitive and they're very quick to criticize me. They're very quick to point out my flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my suggestions usually is, okay, get out. Because you're right. not going to change them.
Right.
Get
yeah.
out, move on. And if we collectively as a human species started freezing out people with this type of behavior, then I think it would be extinguished. But the reality is that there's something in us that allows that critical person into our lives. What is that thing?
Right.
Can I want to say, I think it's that we don't honor ourselves. If
Ooh.
We don't honor who we are, then we're going to accept somebody feeling down about us or not liking us or not
or just
feeling,
being critical
yeah.
of the thing. Would
yeah.
you change your hair, Kim?
Yeah.
You know, that hair
no,
just,
and that's just it, yeah. is you have to say, it's okay you don't like it, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
And how awesome would that feel if somebody said that?
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you finally get comfortable in your own skin, you can't. It's
when is that, by the way?
I don't know, but you know, it's day to day. I'll tell you, right? But seriously, when you get yeah. comfortable in your own skin, you're a little callous to hopefully critical partners. What's your thought on that?
I think that when you absolutely, Kim, I totally agree with you. It's about getting comfortable in your skin. It's about understanding yourself. It's about recognizing cognitively why you might be attracted to that person who is critical of you. You know, why am I still attracted to this person even though they just told me that they don't like the way I wear my hair? Why do I keep going out with this person? With the schema theory, there's this whole concept of schema magnets and how we get highly activated by a type of person who feels very familiar to us,
oh,
and
yeah.
we're more comfortable when we're in the presence of someone or something that's familiar, even if the person or the thing isn't good for us. Consciously or unconsciously, we know what to expect and how to behave when we're interacting with someone or we're in surroundings that feel familiar. And there's always increased emotional arousal when a core schema is triggered. So it's really tricky to try and figure out if your if this chemistry, this idea of chemistry, if it's highly elevated, it could be that your schema is getting triggered and not that you really have what we think of when we think of having great chemistry with someone. You know, but we, you know, the emotional arousal happens when we are schema is triggered, and then the whole idea of cognitive consistency, that you're drawn to someone who reminds you of someone in your family of origin.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's mommy issues and daddy issues.
Ooh,
here
I'm
we
sure
come.
You, okay, so I'm sure you deal with that a lot, right?
All the time.
Yeah, it's acceptance. I think it's all about acceptance.
And that's the hardest thing when somebody does come into therapy. They know they're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
They know they want to change.
Yes.
And as a therapist, we reach out and we try to gently point out, you know, without using the vernacular of mommy issues or daddy issues, but try
right.
to point out the schemas, it really is a struggle for people to accept that that's where it really comes from. And I that's just what we do. We spend a lot of time trying to gently nudge them to becoming self-aware that you've got to get through this. You've got to get over this and not allow the way you were raised to dictate the rest of your life.
And, you know, it often feels like, you know, I mean, I can't remember this, but you know when we take our first step or you watch a baby take first step and
mm-hmm.
you're scared to do it? That's what I want to know. How do we end the cycle of criticism?
Well, I think that one of the first steps is to eliminate the shame that's around this idea that we have schemas or that we might be attracted to someone who isn't healthy for us. so that it can be a part of the conversation, whether it's in therapy or whether it's through, you know, people doing their own work and trying to use, you know, self-help books to navigate their way to a healthier place. I think that understanding, knowing that we all have schemas, that it's okay. It's how you deal with it that can be changed. You know, that part of it isn't going to change, and that it doesn't have to be a blaming situation, where I think that's one of the issues with addressing the mommy or the daddy issue, is that everyone has this loyalty to their parents, no matter, even you see that with even kids who were abused by their parents, that they're still incredibly loyal to them.
Well, they want that unconditional love that they know somewhere is deep down inside their parent, and they just want their parent to be able to show it.
Exactly.
Or acceptance. They just want to be accepted for, you know, that they're loved, that they're...
By their parent.
By their parent,
yeah,
absolutely.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, Michelle, in your book, you have different work... Well, different...
This is a book for somebody who wants to get to work.
Yeah,
look,
it's got
that.
Some incredible worksheets in it. So, you know, we're going to take a really quick break, but how would you explain that?
Well, it is a workbook, and it is intended for people who want to make the change in their life, and it's difficult. It's difficult to make even minor changes, but I think the workbook is important because it's a way to really look at the things like cognitive consistency, going through and writing down characteristics and behaviors of your mother and your father and your partner, and looking at ways in which there may be connections between all of them, to bring that awareness to yourself and your relationship.
I like it. I like where do we find your book?
You can go to my website, thecriticalpartner.com, and it has a list of places it's available, but it's available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. It's available in an ebook as well as, you know, soft cover book.
If somebody has a critical partner in their lives, I would highly recommend this book. It's so digestible and workable, and what I love about it is that it's interactive. So many self-help books are very passive. You sit back, you read it, you let it wash over you, and then something may or may not stick. Not with this book. This book has
She's got specific
steps and strategies that are a little too complicated to explain just over the radio.
Yeah,
but
that's what I was saying.
I mean, it's like, wow. And I'm really impressed with this, Dr. Skeen. This is really wonderful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.
Absolutely.
On Motivational Monday.
There you go. Well,
I love it.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. And definitely, we've been talking to Dr. Michelle Skeen, and her book is The Critical Partner. With that, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And again, our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show. I hope you are awake now, and it, of course, is Cyber Monday.
Well, no, it's Motivational Monday.
That's right. Cyber Monday.
I refuse to allow the
where do they get that name from?
You know, they try to come up with catchphrases and things like that because, you know, it's Black Monday, right?
What if they
Black Friday? Yeah. Who is it Black for? It's for the retailers. It's for the retailers. It's for the business people. It's for Walmart and Kmart and Target and everything other mart. They're the ones who are going in the black. We're going in the red.
It actually was an incredible. They did say it was up. So whatever they're doing, you know.
No,
but here's what I want to know is I want to make sure that you're doing what you want to be doing, that you're not just going along with it because that's what everybody's supposed to be doing. You
Have you ever made Christmas gifts for people?
Yes.
And how were they received?
Oh, my God. Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. Do I have, you know, and it's funny because I always get through the holidays. Actually, my husband's worse than me. He's kind of a bah humbug in a sense, okay? I have to tell you, love him dearly.
Does he make you do his shopping for him?
He doesn't even. Yes. Are you kidding? No, you know what? What did I get the kids, honey? Yeah. No. He makes the kids go and do my shopping. But that's not what I'm talking about. Is he's like, oh, we don't need to do shopping anymore. We don't need to put up our tree. We don't need to put our lights up. The kids are big now.
He's over it.
He's always over it. And, you know, and I think that's a problem because it brings other people down. Even though when we end up having it and we're going to do it.
Then he can enjoy it.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that was a nice day. You know, seriously, I had to go through all that to get there, but...
Well, you know, I experienced something very, very similar coming up. I'm Jewish. My wife is Catholic. And so I didn't participate in a lot of stuff.
You get the best of both worlds.
Well, we do, too. We celebrate Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And then we also have Christmas, so...
But it has to be a situation of the glass being half full. Because, you know, I went through just literally the majority of my life, I didn't have these holidays. And, you know, I got into the spirit to a degree, but we didn't have a tree. We didn't have the lights. And then it came time, well, hey, it's time to put that up. So, really? You know, the game is on. What are you talking about? And so, but you become aware of how your reactions, even though they're totally normal to you, how they're affecting all the people around you. And so, you know, I do try to become a part of it. But I recognize what Lou is saying, too, as well. And I got to get up into the rafters, get all the boxes down. I got to, you know, do all this stuff.
What do you mean gotta? That's the fun part.
But, you know, that's the part where when you're not brought up with it, you have to look at it as.
But he was brought up. I'm the one who's Jewish. He's the one. We got the wrong thing going on here, you know.
But
it's funny because, you used to probably just light your candles, the Hanukkah candles.
That was it. Yeah.
And did you have presents?
Sure.
Okay, one every, on the beginning, one on the, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
But now it's expected of having, we used to have tons of gifts under our tree.
Sure.
And now my kids are blessed. They have a lot. They don't need anything. We need to clean out, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to teach them how to give back.
Well, you know, something that we did since my kids were very little is beginning of December, end of November, we always had a time when they had to go and start to clean their room.
Love that.
Of all of the items that they weren't playing with and they weren't using.
Oh, I like that.
You know,
David.
Find all the good stuff, the stuff that's not broken.
Right.
And we would take it and give it to some kind of a charity or a children's center or something. And said, the only way Santa's coming is if you clear out this stuff and give back to the people that need some help. Because you got so much, I want you to be able to appreciate the things that you're getting. But you have to help those that are less fortunate. And that we tried to build and instill that into them during the holiday season. So.
I love it. I love where that's going.
Because you can't just keep accumulating.
No, and where does it end? I mean, you'll be in the
hoarders. There is no end.
The hoarder show, right? Yeah. With that, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a great show. We're about talking about giving and receiving and just...
What kind of a giver are you?
Yeah, what kind? Are you...
You give out of obligation?
Or from your heart?
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of giving
you
want.
Do you buy things? Do you make them?
That's it.
Yeah.
And
give us a call at 805-639-0008.
That's it. Also, you know, do you feel when you're buying something for somebody, do you get that heartfelt feeling like...
I do.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
I bet you would.
I tend to... think of, certainly I take into account what people have already kind of hinted that they would want, you know, gee, that really, you know, looks nice. I wonder if that would look nice on me. Well, then I'm going to go buy it.
Mary, are you listening?
But I tend to, you know, if I know a good golfer in my life, I tend to try to find a golf gift. You don't want to overdo that sort of thing, you know, that's all they ever get. You know,
right.
Just because I golf doesn't mean I want golf tchotchkes all over my house. But you want to take into account the type of person that they are. I told my wife I do want to go shopping this week. I have a few free hours. And I want to be inspired. I want to walk through the stores and see something I've never seen, thought of, or heard of before and think that would be perfect for my son. That would be perfect for my business colleague. That would be perfect for my dad. I want to be inspired by what's out there.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point right there. I want to be inspired because I'm tired of, you know, I'm blessed to be here, right? But how many times can you buy? You know, we were at Thanksgiving and everybody looks to me as kind of the leader of the family.
Imagine why.
What are we doing this year? And last year we picked names and then everybody ended up buying gifts for everybody. So
yeah.
That was kind of like, okay, obviously that didn't feel good. So now where are we going with this? What are we doing? You know, so I want to feel refreshed again with giving. And I think that, you know, I just think that it's gotten out of hand.
Well, I'll make you a macrame pot holder then for the holidays.
There you go. See?
I'll have to teach myself how to do that.
You know, and what about just family pictures?
Oh, nice.
I
love them.
You know, I just had send out cards on and even a calendar with all your family pictures through it. David, what kind of shopper are you?
You know, I am not a shopper at all. When it comes to the family things, my wife, she handles most of that, and she's absolutely awesome about it. But I was thinking about some of the things that Stephen
was
saying.
She just hands you the card and says, sign here.
Well, more or less. You know, she knows that it's not worth the grief to drag me to the mall.
It's,
so you
talk
don't
about
get enjoyment
partner.
Out of it.
No, I get zero enjoyment out of shopping. And she well knows that, so we kind of have our team approach. But when it comes to doing the things for her, you know, I take a little bit different approach. I was listening to the things that Steve said, and he said about, I have a few hours this week, and I enjoy going out and shopping, and those are words you're never going to hear come out of my mouth.
Yeah, never from my husband either, trust me.
But, you know, I asked my wife, and I said, listen, you know, there's nothing that I need, so whatever you want to get, and I don't mean it in a negative fashion, but I just don't need those things anymore.
So
but
what when it comes kind of gifts does she give you if you don't need anything?
Well, usually she gives me great things. You know, I'm kind of a collectible kind of a nut, and I don't really even have a straight pattern of things I like, and she might come up with an antique something or other, or... she gave me a neat little watch a couple of years ago that had a picture of a Goddard piece of artwork on it that I like. Mm-hmm. You know, she finds these little unique things.
But they're
that
very
are really
personal.
Cool.
They're very
absolutely.
Personal to you.
No, she puts a ton of thought into those things. You know, for my part, I tend to take it a little bit on a more practical side. And I say, you know.
You don't buy her a blender, do you?
Toaster.
No.
I was going to go,
No, not those kinds of things. But I will ask her, tell me, you know, what is it that's on your mind? Because I don't get that on a day-to-day basis. oh, I'd like to have this new camera, or I'm looking at this kind of a strap for this dress or whatever.
Now, is she the kind of person that wants you to guess at what she would like, that shows how much you care about her, that you're listening to her subliminal text? Or does she tell you flat out, no, this is what I want, here's my list?
Well, she's kind of adapted a little bit to me, I think, you know, in that she's giving me a list. Now, I don't go down the list, all right, I got to get items 1 through 5. I'll pick the things that I think I like or that I think that are more personal or that I want to give to her. But I ask her for that kind of direction. And you know, but in the day, I used to go and try to figure it out from my own and walk through the mall. Oh, you know, she got everything from the gamut, from clothes to jewelry to all the normal kind of guy things. And I just found that I'd rather actually get her what it is that she wants rather than a guess. She's going to be happy with anything I get her. She loves me unconditionally
as I go.
I'm just trying to make it a little bit more focused. So I said, you know, give me that input, and I'm happy to comply.
That's it. You know, I want to give out our phone number here, 805-639-0008. If you have a conscious gift that you've given.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that other people might be interested in. We've got 3 men here that are looking for ideas.
Well, so, you know, I have found that the gift cards actually are a good idea.
I know don't a lot like them.
I know a lot of people don't like them, but I have... Probably early in the relationship, I purchased a lot of the sweaters that I thought were cute, or a purse, or whatever, the clothing items that I thought would be really, you know, wonderful for my wife. You have to go into the store and, you know, the lady says, what size is she? And you look at them with that blank stare and say, like that woman there,
that's
you
exactly
know, she's about that high. And every one of those items, I believe, has been returned.
So we need to take note, women out there, right? We need to write down all of our sizes, right?
You tell me what store you want a gift card from. You tell me, or let me listen intently to what you think is really cute, or which stores have the cuter items that you really like, and I will go get that gift card. And then you can have the joy of shopping for the exact thing that you want. A purse, you know, is a very personal thing. You know, I find this thing that's got all these pockets and buckles on it. I think it looks great. But my wife says, yeah, I don't think so. I wouldn't carry the dog in that thing.
Well, you know,
so the gift card works, but it has to be.
It's not personable. That's the problem that I feel.
Well, it can be because I know that that's what you want. My wife loves those Starbucks coffees. She loves the Christmas ones with the peppermint in them and the caramel and all that. So I get her one of those Starbucks gift cards that she can go get her coffees. And she loves it.
That's cool.
But she also gets other gifts too, of course. You know,
David, I know you
have to have a mix.
Well, you know, I'm listening again to the things that Stephen's pointing out, and I'm watching my own life flash before my eyes. But, you know, without being too stereotypical, I think it's really how we're wired. You know, the men are wired differently from the women. And it's just the way, you know, I'm going to take heat for that one later. But it's just the way that I perceive it versus the way my wife perceives it, and the things that she's looking for, and then the things that I'm looking for. I'm looking for a little bit more direct route, and I love the idea of the gift card way to go. We give those to my kids a lot. Their grandparents are giving out the gift cards. It works.
Now, so I'm probably one of those difficult partners, okay, that my husband, I never know what I want.
Right.
I usually go buy it myself if I want it.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
That's me as well.
Yeah. Okay. So But it's trying to figure out, and when my husband gets it for me, it's usually like, oh, I never thought about this. I do like this. So it's kind of neat to get a gift when you don't know what you want.
Yeah, the surprise thing.
But I'm not really one of those great shoppers. I don't love to go shopping.
And if you believe it's coming from a place of love, then, you know, when my grandmother, when I was a kid, got me the sweater with the reindeer on it, and there's no, you know, as Macaulay Culkin said in Home Alone, you know, a kid could get pounded for wearing a sweater like that to school.
Oh, I love it.
But you had to just say, my gosh, you love me this much that you thought that this was cute, you know? It really isn't the gift. It really is the thought.
So, you know, I we've been talking about gift giving and what kind of gift giver are you? And, you know, how do we survive the next couple weeks of the holidays, right?
Month.
month. Yeah. Oh, God.
Well,
yeah,
and it goes and it goes through New Year's.
But it does go really fast.
And it goes
right?
through New Year's. You know, I was thinking about this morning with the, you know, the productivity angle is that so many people put off a lot because they know they're going to be busy through the holidays. They've got cooking and planning and cards and gifts and wrapping and storing and traveling. They've got so many things to do that they don't know where they're going to squeeze it all in. And so I came up with several strategies here.
Oh, good. I did too.
Did you?
Let's play off of this.
All right.
I like
it. The first strategy for being productive during the holidays and not just giving up is to clear your mind.
Oh, clear your mind. Okay.
And I want you to clear your mind anytime you feel overwhelmed, which means you're going to do it about 20 times a day.
Really? 20 times a day you're going to feel overwhelmed?
Already. I'm already overwhelmed.
And it's 20 to 9
I mean,
right now.
Whenever it happens, especially as it gets closer and closer to that point that you haven't gotten all the things done that you need to get done and you're feeling the anxiety creep up, that anxiety is a killer to your productivity. It's so hard to actually get something done when you're anxious.
Because you feel stuck.
You need to clear your mind.
Okay.
And to clear our minds, we can just, you know, what we talked about last week with Dr. Dennis Merritt Jones.
I love him. I got to get him back
on. Is to breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in the good. Breathe out the negativity. Just take a slow, deep breath. Close your eyes and breathe in. Hold it for a second and breathe out. And clear your mind. And then you will be refreshed to look at your list of things to do that you need to get done.
Okay.
All right, what's yours?
So mine is to make a list.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Make a list.
Item number one on your list is to make a list.
Make a list, but then really stick to your list.
That's probably the more important part.
That's the big thing. Yeah. Stick to your list.
Can I add to that?
Sure.
Keep your list. Even after Even after you've crossed the items off.
So you feel rewarded.
You feel rewarded.
I
exactly.
Love checking my list off.
Look at that. Did you see that commercial where the girl walks up to the guy in the store who's stocking the shelves and says, "Here, can you read this list for me?" And he says, "Everything's crossed off." And she's like, "Yeah, booyah."
I love it. That is it. Make your list. So
Make your list.
Yeah.
Stick
and
to your list.
And
keep
check
your
it
list.
Off.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and another thing that I do is, like, you have a small book there. I have the date on my list, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the date in my book. Mm-hmm. And it's not like an appointment book. It's actually just a, you know, a little book.
A journal.
An empty book. And I have my day on there because then I go back and I think, did I get everything done? Because some things happen.
And then you can... Move things forward that didn't get completed.
Right.
Know.
Or look back and go, wow, that was a really productive day.
It was.
Yeah. So, you know? Okay, what's next?
Know when to say no.
Ooh, I like that.
You really have to be conscious and not please everybody. And sometimes saying no is the kindest thing you can do for another person. And say, you know what? I am overloaded. I have way too many things to do. I would really love to be able to help you, but it's just not in the cards. Let's see if we can find somebody else who can help you with this project, whatever it is.
Wow, that's really powerful.
Yeah, sometimes you have to know when to say no, because if you overextend yourself, you're cooked.
And not only that, then you're not being your best for anybody else either.
Right.
That's the biggest thing.
Right, right.
I think that's
huge. Well, I think, you know, that requires a focus and an ability to be honest with yourself, too.
You kind of feel like you let people down, but really, you're not. You're honoring who you are again.
And you're honoring them. Look, right. I'm not going to do a good job by saying yes right now. I'm probably going to be somewhat resentful because I'm already busy with other things. You're going to go to the bottom of the priority list, and then I'm going to feel bad that I didn't help you out. You're going to feel bad that I didn't help you out. I'm going to have to decline on this one.
Whoa, that's a heavy one.
That's
a heavy one. Okay,
yeah.
So maybe that goes with don't go crazy. So be firm with what you're, you know, I mean, because we all do. I felt like today, you know, I'm leaving again. My son's racing in Florida. So it's like,
I don't know how you guys fit all this into your schedule.
Tell me about it, you know. And I was invited to parties and I was on a board. And my husband said, I didn't know you had all that going on. Really? So now I have to make sure, like you just said, to make sure that I've gotten all my ducks that I obligated myself to, which I know that there's going to be some. I feel bad because there's a lot of people that wanted us to be there. And we're going
to
be there in spirit.
Yep.
So, your life,
I've
your family.
I've got prior obligations.
Yeah. So, and that's what it's all about. I mean, everybody kind of has, you know, their own plan.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
With that, we're going to take a really quick break. Jer's sitting there giving me some signs. So
while we're on a break, give us a call and tell us some of your tips for being productive. 805-639-0008.
All right. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Dr. Stephen Trudeau and David Schneider. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin?
Music this holiday season. Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to invite you to listen to my show, The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us weekday mornings at 8 to listen to The Kim Pagano Show. Kim talks about everything from beauty and health to giving you tips and tricks for living a beautiful and passionate lifestyle. We interview experts from an array of industries and talk about their personal journeys about marriage, finances, kids, recipes, fitness, and everything in between, adding value every day in every way. Kim's a hair therapist and a mother of 4, and so much more. You can tune in. Call in. Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 a.m. and again in the afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m. Get your daily dose of Kim on The Kim Pagano Show right here on AM 1400 KKZZ.
Welcome back, everyone. I was just taking a breather. I was breathing. Yeah. Isn't that what you said was part of your list?
Clear your mind. Take a couple of deep breaths. That's, it's really important.
That's right. It's Motivational Monday here on The Kim Pagano Show. And I am so glad that you are here with us.
You know why people make the New Year's resolutions?
Why?
Because they feel so bad during this time of the year that they've overeaten, they've overspent. They've overextended themselves, and they've not really gotten the things done that they really wanted to do. They stop exercising, they stop investing in themselves, and then they feel the New Year's coming, my God, I've got to restart my life. And it is a great opportunity to restart, but let's not let it go this season. Let's stay productive.
Be mindful every moment.
Well, you know, I want to propose that we ought to have December 1st resolutions.
Okay.
Ooh,
as opposed
like
to
that.
January 1, you know, everybody puts this entire month on hold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of professionals like myself, you'll hear them say that they literally shut their offices down in December because they can't talk or conduct the business that they would normally do because everybody is so focused loony on the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Or I got to prepare for this party or that party. And you'll say, well, all right, well, Bob, I want you and you and Sally to come on in and we'll talk. How's next Thursday? Oh, geez, well, we have a thing that we have to go to on Sunday.
Can we just
really?
Put this off until after the holidays?
Yeah. I want to talk to you on Thursday, but you're whacked out about a party you have to go to on Sunday? Because people get this frenetic just
you
craziness.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so if they were able to focus on December 1 and say, listen, these are the things that I still need to have finished by the end of the year, the things I need to start or the things I want to get done, in addition to the merriment. I don't want people to not have a good time. I don't want the malls to close down. But I want people to recognize that, you know, life is still happening. Things are still going on. And there's no reason that you can't have this joyous holiday spirit and bring it into your regular everyday life.
Yeah.
And frankly, we shouldn't just be happy in December. We should be really happy in March.
Yeah. You know, all the way through the year.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one day at a time. Really. Mm, it's just feeling, you know, waking up and saying, today's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a list of all. I mean, why not start with all the stuff that you have our gratitude?
Today is going to be the best day I can make
today it. Today is going to be the best. And not feel pressured. And like you said, when you do feel pressured, because trust me, we're all human. We all feel that. Like a little overwhelmed, like, oh gosh, okay, I got to pack and I got to,
you know. And there are going to be things that are going to be left undone. Leonardo da Vinci, the most amazing artist and inventor and the Renaissance man, when he died, just as he was dying, he was most upset about his unfinished projects. And this is a guy who accomplished more in his lifetime than most people would accomplish in 10 lifetimes.
So that gives me an idea. What if we honor our unfinished product?
Yeah.
And what if we honor that, you know,
the unfinished symphony?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, that, you know, is it, who's going to be disappointed if they don't get a gift? If you give them a gift from your heart.
Right.
And not from your credit card. Well, and that's kind of one of my next things on my list is, you know, so many people charge their credit cards up to forever.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's convenient because you don't have to carry cash to the mall. I wouldn't want to carry $2,000 to the mall.
But if you can't pay it off.
I only spend on my credit card what will be paid off at the end of the month.
I'm right there with you. And that's really
zero balance. The average American right now, I believe, has $8,000 on their credit card. That's before their Christmas shopping.
That's scary.
Well, you know, it's lessons, you know, and it's lessons in discipline more than anything else. And you've got to be able to find that balance, you know, between the holiday joy, and I'm going to bring it back, your responsibility list.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, if you can find that balance in your world, then you're going to be able to go down Stephen's list. You're going to be able to take that moment and take that breath, and you're going to be able to take that moment and clear your mind. And you're going to get these things done because you found that balance in your world.
David, if I have, how many moments do I need to go spend some time with you to get some stuff done?
How many moments do you need? You mean in terms of hours?
Yeah. I said earlier I have a few hours this week and I'm just going to go to the mall and go browsing. How many hours do I need to spend with you to get things started?
You would need about an hour, hour and a half, and I can have you clearly on a plan moving down the path and still save you time to go to the mall.
And that's one of my strategies for being productive during the holidays is use brief moments well. If I have an hour and a half, I can go see you and get something very important done. Or I can fiddle around on YouTube looking at some cute, cool videos, or I can play some computer chess, or I could do, you know, all kinds of things that, well, I don't have enough time to do a full-blown project, so I can just fool around. No, use those brief moments really well.
And, you know, it's not to say that fooling around doesn't provide.
Oh, no, it's a good
you.
Thing.
It helps you to clear the mind. It helps to get your thinking, and actually it helps in critical thinking when you're playing games and checking these things out. But it cannot be at the exclusion of doing the things that you need to get done. And once you've done the things that you need to get done,
I feel so much better.
Now
I'm
you're
telling
able
you.
To have that enjoyable time, whether it's hand in hand, you know, window shopping in the mall, or taking Jer's approach, you know, with a focused approach. You know, he can't go and do his Walmart stretch without taking the time to clear out those other things in his life that he had to get done. And then he was able to clear that time and say, this is what I'm doing. And what do you say, Jerry, you knocked it out in an hour and a half, 2 hours, you took care of it all?
Yeah, 2 hours.
You know, so that comes from that, you know, critical thinking and the ability to take that time to focus and getting into the balance in your life.
And, you know, we're all about buying more, but what about taking care of what we already have?
Well, you know, once you've taken care of that, then that opens the door for you to enjoy and know from the satisfaction you've taken care of those things. To then relax and be in the moment of the time when you're trying to enjoy
it's
those
great
things.
Great gift to your children to leave them prepared.
Leave them prepared, yeah. And not have a messy, you know, unfinished mess, right? I mean, that's really true. Yeah.
Well, you know, those things go on, whether it's December or March or June. And, you know, again, the joy of unwrapping a toy, a book, something that's well thought out, all those things, they cannot be replaced. But to have that focus and have those things cleared out in the back of your mind so that you're enjoying the times of the moment, that to me is key.
David, give out your phone number so everybody can get a living trust and get that done.
Well, you can call me at 805-374-8777. You can also find me on the web at drs-law.com. And as always, if you call and you say, hey, I heard you on the Kim Pagano Show. That's awesome show. I said, of course it is. Let me help you out and give you a free hour of my time and a little discount off the top.
Ooh, I like it. And Dr. Steven, give out your phone number.
You mean people might want to come and see me during the holidays?
There you go. See, you know what? Really, take care of all the stuff that we still have to take care of and be mindful.
Yeah. Dr. Steven Trudeau is at 805-794-7270. And if you look me up on the internet, there's a lot of different shots of me there. Going to be on the Operation Repo television show this Wednesday again.
There you go.
So that'll be interesting.
Well, good. Okay, and also I want to thank everybody for joining us here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show. And for any reason, if you've missed any part of this, remember that you can listen again from 1 to 2. Also, you can go on to TuneIn Radio and listen there, too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways you can get in touch with us. So the other thing, of course, I want to end all my shows with my mommy moment.
Love
and,
these.
And thank you. And today is do not anticipate trouble or worry about what may never happen. Keep your thoughts and dreams in the sunlight.
Nice. Good one.
Very nice.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really. This is our life. Make
so
it
much,
good.
Your so thoughts much. And dreams in the sunlight, even when it's cloudy.
That's right. Yeah. Put on those rose-colored glasses.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Too much worry about what's not going to hear.
Just enjoy every day. With that, I thank both of you. Jer, great job on the board. And have a really great week. Make your list so that you can make it productive and that you can check off some great things. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Like a wasted space, your original cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds after a hurricane.